Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for continuing to hang around with me. And those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm glad to have you here as well. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. We have people coming to see us online from any of those URLs. And again, if you haven't got yourname.com or yourname.biz or yourname.com, whatever, .us, I encourage you to do that. You need to have your name. You have a phone number. You ought to have a URL with your name on it, too. Kirk Chaffetz is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box. He's one of our good friends, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he's with us to talk about some things of political importance, I think. Kirk, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's nice to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Kirk, the last time we talked, You and I were talking about who would be the best president in the next 4 years for small businesses, and you posed this theme. This is your fault because you came up with this idea, and I was going to get somebody to take you wanted to take Mr. Kerry's position, and I was going to get somebody to take Mr. Bush's position. At the last minute, my Bush advocate wasn't able to make it, so that left it to me to take the Bush side.
Well, and I'm in a somewhat similar position since I tried to recruit someone smarter than me to take the Kerry side, and I
failed. We're stuck with the B team, I guess. But anyway, let's talk about that a little bit, and I'm going to let you go first. I'm going to let
I appreciate that. In the spirit of magnanimity, is that a word?
Yeah, that word.
I think the first thing that I wanted to do, really the most important thing, was I wanted to focus small business people around the country on the election, as if we all weren't focused on the election already. And I really wanted to use your bully pulpit to urge everybody to pay attention to the issues and vote, because I just think that's critical. And I won't say I don't care how they vote, because I care. But I care more that everybody get involved in the political process, because I think too many people in business actually don't pay enough attention to politics and the ways in which it affects all of our lives and all of our businesses, the kinds of decisions that are made on our behalf, decisions of tax policy and foreign policy and trade
regulation.
Policy and right,
regulation, trade.
All of these things they not only have a lot to do with our bottom line, they have a lot to do with the kind of workers we're going to be able to hire. You know, what kind of workers does the educational system produce? How many sick days is somebody going to have under, you know, Bush health policies versus
in small business, Kerry, we don't
policies.
Have sick days.
Hmm?
In small business, we don't have sick days.
Well.
Well, you know, no, but you make an excellent point. And Kirk, when I started doing the show almost seven years ago, one of the things I wanted to do was to spend some of our time, and I estimated it to be 10 to 20% a week,
mm-hmm.
At least one show a week on some political topic, because what I know is that politics are involved. Politics is involved in our small businesses. The question is, are we going to get something that we can affect, that we can make sure as much as we can that it suits us, that it benefits us, or are we going to just take what other people give us? And that's the reason why I've tried to introduce my audience to people who were part of the political process, who were involved, whether they be a lobbying group, a trade group, or or politicians, members of the administration, members of Congress, members of the different bureaus. And I've introduced them to a lot of these people over the years and have encouraged small business owners to do what you just said and to get involved in the process at the local, state, and the national level. Because, as you know, Kirk, politics is part of our life. The question is you know, are we helping to shape that?
Absolutely. And I think the one attitude that is not helpful, the one attitude that makes me angry, is when people say there's no difference between the two of them and I'm not getting involved, as if
you
weren't involved already.
That's a cop-out, no question about it. Folks, if you think that way, you need to work a little harder. Stand by, Kirk. We're going to take a little break. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Kirk Chaffetz. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, and we're talking a little politics. And Kirk, just to wrap up what we were talking about, folks, you know, please vote. But you know, Kirk, there's a friend of mine who's in politics, and I was encouraging everybody to vote. He said, you know, everybody shouldn't vote. I said, what are you talking about? He said, I don't think uninformed people should vote.
Well, I'm certainly in favor of that, although, unfortunately, if uninformed people didn't vote, Jim, I mean, it would just be you and me and your listeners.
I hear you, but I'm not saying I subscribe to that. I haven't decided how I feel about that, but this is a thoughtful guy. He's a smart guy. He's not a radical. But he just said, you know, I think that if you haven't taken the time to look at the issues and the candidates, that you know, you probably ought to stay home. And which I'm just saying that's just one point of view.
Well, and I don't disagree with that point of view. Although, you know, on the other hand, I think the more of us who get involved, the better off we are. But clearly, there's an obligation to get informed, and it's really, really, really difficult this year, because this is an election in which there are almost no facts, or let me put it this way, there are so many, and they are at such odds with one another.
Yeah.
I've never seen information so politicized, and the truth as, you know, as you can define it, you know, as only each of us could define it, so hard.
Well, my truth is the truth. My truth is the truth, though, Kirk.
Well, I came to understand that during our last debate, Jim, when you set the rules. it's
hey,
your
Kirk,
show.
Let's get into our little debate here a little bit. And what I want you to do, though, here are the rules I think will be the most beneficial.
I may or may not follow them.
Tell us why. Give us another example of why Mr. Bush wouldn't be a good president, but why Mr. Kerry would be a good president for small business, and then I'll do the same thing for Mr. Bush.
Well, as you know, first of all, I believe there are lots of reasons why John Kerry would be a good president. For small business in particular. But, you know, I will also say, Jim, that small business people, as you undoubtedly have understood over the years, are people. You know, we have families. We have children who have to go to school. We have struggles. So isolating what's important to small business, you know, and not important to anyone else, or what isn't important to small business, would be very, very difficult.
Yeah.
But you know, as I frequently say these days, the worst thing I can say about George Bush and the best thing I can say about John Kerry goes something like this. The worst thing I can say about the president is that this country is so divided and so anxiously divided.
But Kirk, it was divided 4 years ago before we knew
Not with this level of heated, rancorous, hateful debate. yeah. among friends and brothers. It's like the Civil War out there.
Kirk, let's talk about small business. Let's focus this on why it would be good, because we can't cover the waterfront. We can only cover the small business. Give us some examples of why Mr. Kerry would be good for small business.
I believe that Mr. Kerry understands the problems of small business. I believe he understands, as the president does not, that most small businessmen are not rich, that most small business people are not earning over $200,000 a year, that most small business people have been hurt by the economic policies of the Bush administration. I think that Kerry's positions on outsourcing, on stopping the rewards to corporations that send jobs overseas would be particularly beneficial to small business. I think that Kerry's plan to make the congressional health plans available to small businesses is a good, clean way to give more and more small businesses access to health care at really reasonable rates, access to private health care, I might add, at really reasonable rates. And I think John Kerry can bring the country together, which I believe will be good for the economy and good for small business. And I don't think George Bush can do any of those things.
Let me stop you and get a couple of words in here, because I want to make one point just to be fair and balanced before we go to the break. One of the reasons why I think George Bush would be good for small business is because, I, contrary to you, I do think that he knows what it's like to make a payroll. And if there's one thing small business owners have to do, we have to make a payroll. George Bush is not going to raise minimum wage, which is not helpful for small business to raise minimum wage. George Bush is also more focused on individuals and self-determination, and less on the government providing things for us like health care. I believe in the association health plan proposals that are out there that Mr. Kerry is vehemently against. And we know that he is,
those association health plans are an open invitation to fraud and abuse.
No, the association
and unregulated is the last thing in the world you want.
All right, we ought to go to a break here, folks. It's starting to get out of hand here. I think Kirk's taking the gloves off here, folks. Anyway, we'll be right back. We got more to come after these messages with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest and our good friend, and he has a book called Thinking Inside the Box that I recommend to you folks. It's an outstanding book. It'll wake you up and give you some ideas about how to do a better job of running your business. It's not about Democrats or Republicans. It's about people like you and me. And, Kirk, I would like for you to tell us where the book's available, please.
The book is available. The easiest thing is it's available at Borders Bookstores. It is available online at Amazon.com or BNN.com or Borders.com.
Okay. Right. Okay, I'm going to say something. I'm going to make my comment first, or my first comment first, then I'm going to let you chime in there, Kirk. We're talking about, folks, who would be a better president for small business, whether it be Mr. Kerry or Mr. Bush. I think that whether you like all of the things that Mr. Bush does or not, from a small business standpoint, the fundamental principles of free trade, I believe he thinks about the economy the right way in terms of getting the government out of our way, letting us do our own thing. And I mentioned the association of health plans. They're portable, and it's market-based. I believe in market-based solutions, not government solutions, and I think Mr. Bush believes in that as well. And but there's one other thing, and this is not small business related directly, but it is indirectly, Kirk, and I believe this very much. The my friends in Islam say, they have a saying that goes like this: the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And I've been saying this for a long time. If there's one thing we know, George Bush is the enemy of the terrorists. And so the enemy of my enemy.
Well, I hope you're not suggesting that John Kerry isn't, because that's the lowest point that the president has dragged us to, is questioning the patriotism of people with different ideas.
Well, now, Kirk,
that's not a good idea.
I'm not questioning Mr. Kerry's patriotism, but I do believe, and notice I didn't use Mr. Kerry's name in that. I do believe that George Bush is
seen as... Well, that's who we're talking about, is Kerry and Bush here. We're not talking about your next-door neighbors, Jim.
Yeah, but I do believe that. I just think that's an important point.
I appreciate your beliefs. I have a couple of questions. Number one, if George Bush is the greatest thing since sliced bread, why are we in such a mess? Bogged down in a war of occupation in Iraq instead of chasing Osama bin Laden like we ought to? Why is the economy in such dreadful shape? Why have we lost 1.7 million manufacturing jobs? Why are so many people in the Midwest, in the heartland of this country, out of work?
Well,
would
you like me to answer some of those questions?
Oh yeah, sure. Because your guys been in charge of these problems for 4 years. So if you
on the job situation, Kirk, I think your numbers are not quite right. One thing we know though is that at the end of the 20th century, there were 2.5 million people working that never should have been working. We were overemployed at that time. But the other thing is, do you know who the greatest manufacturing job loss economy is? Which one is the greatest job loss economy in the world? China. And you know why? Because of technology and the productivity that it created. China has lost more.
Right, but China has increased net jobs, and we've lost them, Jim. And
that, but what I'm,
I mean,
what I'm
I
getting
mentioned
at,
the
though,
manufacturing jobs because I think it's very, very difficult. Despite what anybody might say, and again, this reverts to inside the box thinking. It's all well and good to say that we're in an information economy, but we don't consume information. We don't drive around in information.
But we sell it.
We
sell it.
Oh, we sure we sell it. But without a strong manufacturing base and a strong agricultural base, this country will quickly. I mean, you talk about national security. National security begins, in my view, with the strength of our small businesses. It begins with our manufacturing capability. It begins with the bedrock infrastructure of the country.
Kirk, I've got to stop you because we got to go, and I'm only going to say this one last thing before you go. I love you, but you're thinking 20th century. You got to start thinking 21st century.
Well,
Kirk Chambliss, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Thinking Inside the Box, our good friend, and he'll be back real soon. Kirk, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.